Freddy, what did I do? Yeah.
Welcome to the What Did I Do podcast, where I talk about things that I have done and things that I will do probably at some point. It's April 3rd, 2021, on a gloomy, holy Saturday in Deep South Texas. If you want to know exactly where in Deep South Texas, go to a map and look for McAllen, Texas. That's the region I'm at. It's called the Rio Grande Valley. You might know it because lately in the news, Donna, Texas, with the tent cities and the whole politics going on with the crisis on the border, you know, we're in the middle of that. Politics, right? Politics is tearing people apart these days. I mean, I say both sides are super extreme. Lately, I see the hypocritical thoughts on both sides, but I try not to get involved or make my opinion known, but at some point, it gets so ridiculous that I think, why even bother? Why even participate in that? And it just feels like there's two camps. You've got the right, you've got the left. And there's, if I picture it in my mind, it's like back in the day, it's like a mob with pitchforks, right? And the torches, where if somebody says something inflammatory, here comes the lynch mob, right, to tear him down. So it's tough to have an opinion. I wouldn't want to put it online out there, because you just get torched. And I think what they're saying is you get canceled. Of course, listen, I'm not famous. I'm just a guy in the Rio Grande Valley, Deep South Texas, doing a little podcast, right? Who's going to cancel me? But people who have status in the community, in politics, I mean, people that are more well-known, they'll get canceled. They'll have their feet put to the fire. And that's, to me, I want to say it's silly. And I don't understand how I've been seeing some things where they'll go way in the past to cancel somebody. Like if they were a teenager, for example, if they did something when they were teenagers, or said something or tweeted something, or if somebody wrote something about them. And let's pretend, just for the sake of using an example, let's say they're 40 now, but when they were 16, they did something silly, and I don't know what to use as an example, but something crazy. And then they bring it up today. That's weird to me, because when I was 16, if I was doing now what I used to do when I was 16, forget about being canceled. I would have been beat up by somebody or some people. I don't know, but that's just weird to me. Anyway, speaking of what I've done, I went to a comedy show, believe it or not, a comedy show this past weekend. It was, I'm going to say two names. Speaking of polarizing, I don't know if they are, if they're not, but I went anyway. It was Chingo Bling and Raymond Orta, our very own Raymond Orta from the Rio Grande Valley. Chingo Bling, if you haven't heard of him, he's from Houston, Texas. He used to be a rapper back in the day, and then he turned comedian. And the reason he caught my eye was because, or my ear, I don't know, because I remember he was and I'm going to get a little into politics. He was a supporter, he was anti-Trump back in the day. And he would say, hey man, he can't deport us all. He cannot deport us all. And then it's funny because when Trump was elected president, shortly thereafter, he started supporting Trump. I mean, from going to super anti to pro for him was interesting to me. And Raymond is a little bit different. Raymond Horta, he was a, I guess you could call it a dirty comedian. He's more known for his comedy related to the Dallas Cowboys. He's a number one, well, he used to say that he was the number one Dallas Cowboy fan. And his jokes, I went to one of his comedy shows several years ago, and he would talk about, his jokes were about Tony Romo, the Dallas Cowboys. Hilarious. And you're talking about foul language, the foulest. Hilarious, though. I remember I saw him in Corpus Christi with Felipe Esparza. He's another comedian from California. Anyway, you look at Raymond today, he is more religious today. He is more faith-based, and even his act, he is funny. And I will say, I don't think he used any bad words. I don't think so. The content is still risque, I guess, for lack of a better term. Still fun, hilarious. So that show was just really great. I wanted to go. I went last minute. I actually found some tickets on, because the show was sold out, but I found some tickets on Craigslist. Some dude, he said that his girlfriend was going to go with him, but he couldn't go. So I ended up, I was thinking of going previously, but then I didn't make a decision, and then it got sold out. And then I got on Craigslist, I found a couple tickets, so I went. And I'm glad I did. It was fun. It was outdoors. I've been to indoor. The indoor shows are really good because it has more of a different kind of vibe where, I don't know, it's more, what's the word? It is, you just get more out of it, I think, because this show was outdoors. And they did have speakers set up and everything strategically. But we're in South Texas and the weather here is crazy. Sometimes you'd get a gust of wind and then I think a fire engine passed by and then there was a helicopter. But aside from that, it was a great show. I'm glad I went. And I was curious because with stuff that's going on, I'm trying to see, I'm looking more into stuff. I'm not saying I'm with one camp or the other, but I want to hear both sides. I want to be informed. I'm the type of guy who looks into it. I want to look into it. If somebody says something and it, I don't want to take it. I don't want to just take it and let that be the truth. I want to look into it. Why not? Why can't I look into it? I don't want to make a decision right then and there. And that's my choice. Right? My mind, my choice. That's going to be a new term. Anyway, it was a good show. I'm glad I went. I'm looking into things related to that kind of stuff. I'm trying not to get too involved or too... I'm trying not to get too... what's the word? Gosh, today I'm at a loss for words today. I don't know why. You know why? I just got back from running. I ran a 5K. Remember a few months ago on a different episode? I was so excited. I think it was last year. I was very excited, or even more than a year ago. I don't know. I was so excited because I did a 5K. I had never done that before, and I was so proud of myself. What an accomplishment. And now I'm knocking these 5Ks out. It's just a workout to me. Wow. I know I'm tooting my own horn, but hey, it's something, right? Maybe, okay, now what if I set my sights on a half marathon? I was going to say a marathon, but I don't want to pass out. let's try maybe a half marathon. I'll give it a shot. Not today, but someday. Spoken like a true procrastinator. But yeah, I'm knocking out these 5Ks, and that's cool. I like it. Another thing I'm doing is I'm still sticking to the bike riding. It's going okay. It's going. I haven't quit on it yet. I've been close, but no. I'm gonna stick to it. I wonder if I'm gonna become one of these guys that buys these $1,000 bikes. I'm not there yet. I might not. I'll stick to it and see how it goes. Anyway, I'm still also listening to the Bible in a Year podcast. And I will say I've listened to it every day. Sometimes I've had to listen to it twice because I don't know if it goes, if it's a little too fast for me. I'm a visual learner. I took one of these tests that tells you if you're an auditory, visual, or I don't know what the options are. I forget. But I'm a visual learner. When I'm listening to the podcast, I'm creating these pictures in my brain, in my mind. And that's how it makes sense to me. But sometimes I feel like it goes a little fast, especially because we're doing like the Old Testament stuff. The book of Numbers, it deals with a lot of numbers, true to the title. And it's got a bunch of names, numbers, and just things that it's too much information. I definitely have to go back to it. And I started feeling bad because from one day to the next, when I would listen to the next episode, I would think, oh, right, I have to remember that that's what had happened or that he mentioned this or the other. But now I'm thinking, you know what, that's fine. If I don't capture stuff the first time around, that's okay. I can go back and listen to it or really read it, right? But I'm also doing, for it to make sense, I'm also doing other things. I have other resources. You would be, I don't want to say what other things I'm involved with because I don't want to seem self-righteous, but I'm doing a ton of other stuff. And the other day I was thinking to myself, you know, maybe I need to kind of cut back. But no, I feel okay, you know? And of course, everybody knows I'm Catholic. And what I'm learning are things that other people might think that Catholics do. And I have found that there's a lot of people who think Catholics believe in specific things that are not even true. It's just something that you hear. And of course, it sucks that whenever you hear Catholic, it always has a negative connotation, especially with, you know, the scandals with the priests and that. That sucks. You know, that sucks. What are you going to do? But anyway, I'm using other resources to get more informed. See, and I think I find myself like that where, for example, the politics stuff, I'm looking into it, right? The my faith stuff, I'm looking into it. Anything that comes up, I'm the kind of guy, I want to look into it. Is this real? Is this really true? Is this really what's happening? And I think from doing that, what I'm realizing is I'm starting to see a lot of hypocrisy in everything. And it could be good, but it also, it's kind of bad because my way of thinking is changing. When somebody presents something to me, I'll give you an example. I'm headed to I'm headed to an insurance meeting later today. And I've done my research. I already have some points that I'm going to address. I kind of know what they're going to pitch to me. But I'm the type of guy, before I go into it, I want to know the facts. I've looked into whole life. I've looked into term life. I've looked at what if you get out of debt and you're your own insurance, I mean, financial peace. I've looked into a lot of things, but that's the way my mind works. I want to know the truth. The one thing I don't like is when people take advantage of other people. I want to know the truth. And if I can't handle the truth, then, oh well, I'll deal with it. But I want to find out what's true and what's not. And my brain leads me there. It just takes me there. Do you know that when I go to sleep, I have to actively shut down my brain, my thoughts, my train of thoughts. I have to put everything that happened today, put it in the past. And what I need to do tomorrow, I can't worry about it. I'll worry about it when I wake up. So I go through this little process of I lay down and then I just start to, I don't know how to explain it, but I'll start to zone out. If any thoughts try to come into my brain, I try to just shoo them away somehow. It's really good when I'm very tired because it'll take me 1 minute and I'll fall asleep. Now, what does suck though is like throughout the night, you know, I'll wake up 2-3 times to go to the restroom. Eek, that's the worst. I gotta find a way to fix that though. Maybe I shouldn't drink so much water before I go to bed too. And the problem is I'm active throughout the day. I'm drinking water and it carries into the evening and I'm still drinking. Then I gotta be careful with that. Anyway, back to the resources that I'm doing. I found this YouTube channel, which for me is very interesting. And for a while, even in some of the groups that I participate in, like with the Knights of Columbus, I wasn't going to share it because I wanted to look into it first. But another thing is that, just so you have a little background about me, I come from a big family. We're 14 kids, right? We come from a migrant family. We would travel to Ohio, Michigan, and my older brothers and sisters also, I think they went to like Iowa and maybe they, to work in the fields, right? So we're a big family. And when I was a kid, it was hard for my parents to buy something for just one kid. We always had to share, like it or not. If it was a bag of chips, you had to share it. If it was a soda, you got to share it. If it was a pack of chewing gum, make sure you share it. Everything. I mean, and I remember one time I even shared a chewing gum with one of my sisters. She would chew it and then I would chew it. And we would back and forth until we sucked the whole sugar out of it. The only thing that sucked was one time, I think she was eating potato chips, and then when she passed it to me, it was a little crunchy, and I thought, well, that sucks. But I was like 5 years old at the time, so I thought, hey, double prizes. You got chips and gum. That's horrible. But that's just a little glimpse of what we would do back in the day, right? I mean, you're 5 years old. Who cares? But anyway, that leads me to, so when I was a kid, if my parents, my mom or my dad, if they got me something just for me, I didn't want anybody to find it. I didn't want anybody to know about it. If I had I'll give you an example. If my dad bought me a Snickers bar, here's a Snickers, Freddy. If I went with him, if he bought me a Snickers, I would either eat it really quick before we got home, because if anybody would see it, then they're going to take it from me. Or if it was chips, whatever it was, I wanted to keep it to myself and just enjoy it. Maybe go to the back of the house or walk with it in my pants and go somewhere and then go eat it over there. I know it's crazy. It might sound weird, but that's how I felt sometimes, right? Because, I mean, I was a little kid. I didn't know any better. So anyway, with this, this channel that I have found, I kind of felt the same way. Like, I didn't necessarily want to share it, but it's this is a Catholic priest, and he doesn't seem like a priest, which is I think it draws me a little bit more into it, but it's just, he's very, it's helping me to discover more about my faith and how to defend my faith and how to speak to people when they have questions about it. And it's helping me out. And his name, I'll put it out there. His name, if you want to Google his name or look on YouTube, his name is Padre Luis Toro. He's from Venezuela. So the channel is all Spanish, by the way. If you speak Spanish, by all means, enjoy it. Anyway, I'm doing all those things and I'm doing pretty good. I like what's happening. Tomorrow is Easter. Things are going good. And also, I'm working on my brand, by the way. Visit alphahighmedia.com. That's my website. I'm still trying to figure out what exactly, where it's going to take me. But it's a work in progress, and that's fine. I'll figure it out. And I'm doing other things in the background other than what's on the website. But for the audio listeners, if you're listening to this on Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, go to alphahighmedia.com. Check out my website. I've got some videos there, YouTube, I have a blog and other things. But it's a work in progress, and it's going to get better. I like where things are headed. And till next time on the What Did I Do podcast.